hamming it up at the State Fair. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Anywhere in third, last call. We all done? Sold it your way at $5,000. Who bought that? Farm Bureau. What a deal. Thank you so much, Jeff.
One of the two winning bids of $5,000 for the top two State Fair Blue Ribbon Country Hams. Those were the two winning bids by Farm Bureau and Farm Credit of Mid-America during the FFA Ham Breakfast at the State Fair this week. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken.
You know, it's just hard not to continue bidding when you know that the dollars are going for such a worthy cause to support young people in this state with a passion for agriculture. And so for that reason, it's an honor to once again be the successful bidder on one of the hams.
The $10,000 from Farm Bureau and Farm Credit goes to the Tennessee FFA Foundation. Their executive director, Kelsey Rose, says that along with the proceeds from the ham breakfast will go a long way in helping students across the state.
These prize monies will now go on to support local FFA chapters. They'll sponsor scholarships and all sorts of things that we can do to support FFA across Tennessee in the next year. But overall, the event will earn upwards of $40,000 today.
The two winning State Fair hams come from a father-daughter team from Spring Hill, Wayne and Anna Witt, who earned the blue ribbons for their country-style ham and packing house ham.
But, you know, I think it means more since it's going back to an organization that hopefully will keep this tradition going, whether that be with farming row crops or showing cattle. Maybe somebody out there will enjoy that with the father-daughter pair that we have, but with something else. So it'll go towards something good.
Well, also at the Tennessee FFA Ham Breakfast, the forum for gubernatorial candidates Carl Dean and Bill Lee and U.S. Senate candidates Phil Bredesen and Marsha Blackburn. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.